Once we want to talk about how grateful we are for things, the stories that we'd like to share about what God has done for us, we need to understand why we want to share those in the first place. And the reason that we want to share those stories is that we are inviting folks to come on a journey with us. That evangelism is not about inviting somebody to a specific place. It's not as though we're going to make St. Luke's a destination. It's that we are making St. Luke's another bus or train stop where people can come and they can journey together with us. That we are inviting folks, by sharing our stories of deep gratitude, to be pilgrims together. And those two words mean something. Pilgrims means that we are headed somewhere on a spiritual journey. It doesn't mean that we're randomly walking out in the wilderness somewhere and just wandering, and if you want to come wander with us, you're welcome to. We've got some trajectory. We are pilgrims. And the second thing is that we are together. And that's the part that seems most terrifying to me, because I actually not sure I want to share the responsibilities of going on a journey with other folks. You don't want to... You know, the thing that puts the deepest knot in my stomach is if I've got to go on a business trip in a car with other people I work with, because I know there's going to be some arguing about what route we take to get there. And of course, I don't want to have this discussion because I already know the best route to get there. We're pilgrims going somewhere. We're going together, and together means there is not a single leader who just knows the way. It means there's some negotiation about how we get to that place. And this idea of pilgrimage that we're trying to recapture, or we're trying to transform our idea of evangelism about, is because that all of our holy stories are about pilgrims. The lectionary just teased that up for us today. All of our stories show this pilgrim nature of the life of faith. Moses, of course, is nearing the end of a pilgrim journey that he has. Jesus is very subtle here, but at the end of this, it tells us that the spot that he is at is not the spot he will remain, when it tells us that they did not ask him any questions anymore. He's moving on to the next thing. And then Paul's letter is a letter of reminiscing about friends that he's been journeying with. And the reason why the reminiscences and the times that they've had together are meaningful. And so we do have to recapture this idea that what we are inviting people on is a pilgrim journey. Now, I do need to take an aside here, because I'm going to save somebody some embarrassment during the handshake line this morning. I want to be really clear, and I do know also that part of being a preacher means that people are going to hear things that you do not say. And I want, on this point, though, to make an extra, just a little bit of extra effort to make sure you're not hearing something I am not saying this morning. Because we're inviting people on a pilgrim journey does not mean that the journey is more important than the destination. In fact, the whole idea that it's a pilgrim journey means that the destination is important. People don't go on a pilgrimage to nowhere. They go on a pilgrimage to somewhere. In fact, if you want to think that just journeying is some kind of great thing, well, ask Moses about that. Because the punishment for the Hebrew people was that their destination got removed from them, and they just got to wander in the wilderness for 39 more years than they needed to. And so I'm not saying this morning, when we're inviting people on a journey, because the journey is so important of itself. It is. But it's at the very least, it's journey plus destination equals something. The reason that the journey gets so much attention for us is that's the part that we know. Because even though we're traveling in a certain trajectory, we cannot see very far down the road, unfortunately. And the road could have twists and turns. And since we can't see down the road very far, what we can see are the people next to us that we're traveling with, and we can pay some attention to them. So if you're going to invite folks on this journey, Paul has, you know, he wants us to know that there are other folks inviting people on other journeys as well. And he wants, when we share the story of our journey, the invitation of our journey, that there's a way that we distinguish it from these other ones. Because when he writes the Thessalonians, the reason he's reminiscing is he knows since he's been there, they've been invited on all kinds of other journeys. Ones that are stressing them out. Ones that are causing a lot of friction in their community. Ones that are making people not want to work anymore. It's causing great disruption, these other journeys that they've been invited on. And Paul wants to distinguish the good news journey from those others. And the way that he does that is he equates the sharing of the gospel. The reason this is so important is because it is about sharing ourselves. And he wants to say there are lots of other reasons you can invite people on journeys. And we didn't do that. We weren't trying to deceive you. We didn't have some impure motives. He uses, we didn't try to trick you. We didn't try to flatter you. We weren't greedy. We didn't want you just to like us and praise us. We came and shared the good news with you because we wanted to share ourselves with you. So here's where I think evangelism actually gets really hard. I think that these other methods of evangelism that have developed over the years, where you're sharing some kind of truth that is separated from some kind of experience of the real world, where you're trying to share facts, where you're trying to make arguments about why Jesus is who Jesus is, instead of telling people who you have found Jesus to be in yourself, is because it's much easier to share some talking points than it is to share ourselves. But Paul says, when we're using talking points, when we're trying to trick or deceive or be crafty, we actually are not inviting people on the right journey. We need to be inviting people on the journey that we are on, the one that we have discovered, and the way that we have encountered the person of Jesus in our own lives. And that's a lot harder. It's a lot harder to start a relationship with a person than it is just to invite them to participate in an event. It's a lot harder to share yourself than it is to share a thing. And so if we're going to break down this, if we're going to, you know, make progress in the kingdom, it starts by knowing that we have an experience of God. And that experience of God that we have is one that we can share with other folks. Not because we're trying to get them to a certain place with us, but we're trying to get them on a certain pilgrimage with us. Amen.